So focusing on myself as a child, and I suppose my brother, back in Argentina, as in many countries, English is taught as a second language from the get-go, from even preschool, learning English songs and rhymes and poems. However, I did not speak English, maybe understood a little bit, and I remember being familiar with only two words when I immigrated to this country. Those two words were hello and hamburger. That was it. So I, as a young child, when you're five, you don't really remember learning a language like you do when you're older. You just are thrown in there. And back in those days, there was no bilingual education. So it was sink or swim. You start kindergarten, and if you don't speak English, you need to assimilate, or be left out, be isolated. There was no option in New York City anyway for bilingual education or English as a second language or any of that. So it was a struggle. I don't recall learning English, but apparently, when you're young, you are able to pick up another language, a second language, quite easily, which I did. However, it was difficult to learn to read and to write in a different language. So keep in mind, if at 5 years old your parents took you out of the United States and moved to France, here you are as a kindergartner, normally ready to learn to read and write, but now you need to learn and to read and write in a foreign language, in French, and you don't speak French, you only speak English. So that's kind of the analogy. So it was a struggle. So as a result, I ended up having a hard time reading and therefore writing initially, which I believe had giving me, I guess, wasn't very self-esteem, wasn't building my self-esteem, to say the least. So it was a struggle, and it did affect my self-confidence because I realized that I wasn't able to do things some of the other kids were able to do, even at an early age. With my lack of English and struggling self-esteem, I had trouble with, and by the way, I was extremely shy. So as a result, you roll that up all together, and what happened was I didn't speak when I went to school, which was concerning to all my teachers. So my parents were contacted, and of course, in their view, it's like nothing's wrong with her. She speaks fine at home. She can't shut her up. So that was a struggle as a child coming into the US without any English skills. So I will continue shortly.